This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Lamid Hey, and we went all the way Lamid Hey Amar Aleph for about 10 lines down. First word of line is Demalve Abaye Amar. We're in the middle of a lengthy discussion. We had Rav Huna, and Rav Huna taught us that the din in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah taught us that if someone does not, if a Shomer does not want to swear, but rather he wants to take the initiative and pay, he's allowed to. And then in the eventuality that the ganav is found, the kefel from the ganav, the dalet vehei from the ganav, will be paid to the shomer. On the bottom of lamed dalet amud beis, Rav Huna came along. Rav Huna taught us a chiddush. And Rav Huna taught us that in as much as he could pay and not swear, but there's a different shvua that he has to still give. Rav Huna taught us that there's a shvua she'inai bereshusai. That in all cases, one has to make a shvua. Ashbina is a shvua she'inai bereshusai. What's the reason? Chayshinan shema inav nasan ba. From there, we began a long and lengthy braisa, taskakasha, on Rav Huna. The braisa, in to put a long braisa very short, because we have to pick it up from there, was Amalvis chavira lamashkin va'avad amashkin. Reuven lends Shimon $100. Shimon gives Reuven a mashkin. And Reuven, the malva, the lender, loses the mashkin. And now the conversation, the debate between lender and borrower is, number one, the borrower has to pay him back. Number two is that the lender lost the mashkin. So the borrower obviously wants the loss of his collateral, of his deposit, to offset the loan that he has to pay. And there were four cases in the Braisa, the first and third, in which it was a kefer akol, so there was no shvua. The second and fourth, in which there was a maidem b'miksas, and therefore there was a shvua. The Braisa concluded, and the Braisa said that there's a shvua that has to be made. And the question is, who swears? And the Braisa said, Misha b'kadayin etzli. The one who has the b'kadayin by him, the malve, why? And from here, we wanted to ask Kashin Rav Huna, because it would seem that the Malva is not making a shvur she'ena b'reshusai. And terrorist number one, we answered on the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, was the case was the Re'idim, that the item was stolen. And we're concerned that if the lova makes the shvua, the malva might go find the ganav and thereby make the loiva into a bona fide liar. And we don't want that. And that's the reason why we don't let the loiva swear, but rather the malva is the one that makes the shvua. Abaye Amak continues the Gemara again, about 12 lines down. The first one line is the malva. Abaye Amar, a second teretz, how to reconcile this braisa. Gezeira shema yitain v'yomer loy acher shvua mitzasiya. Abaye says, you know why we make the malva swear? Even though he, yes, swears she'ina b'reshusai like Rav Huna, still we don't want the loyva to make a shvua. Because in as much as the malva swears, it's not his rishos, and he might make that shvua in earnest, but the problem is, maybe subsequently the malva will go look for the item and find it. Again, causing the loiva to be deemed a liar, and therefore we make the malva to be the one that makes the shvua, the teretz of Abaye. Comes along Ravashi with a third teretz. Ravashi Amar Zenishma v'Zenishma. Says Ravashi, in reality, when the Mishnah says that the malva makes the shvua, in reality they both make a shvua. What does that mean? The malva makes a shvua like Rav Huna said. And the loiva makes a shvua how much it's worth. And this is how to read the Mishnah that we quoted. First, the malva swears she'ena b'reshusai. Why? Shami yishava zeh. We don't want the loiva to swear. You tell us b'kadayin, and the malva to pull out the b'kadayin. So the malva is the first one to make the shvua, and that's three different ways of reconciling the mishnah that we quoted originally as a kasha on Rav Huna. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna bar tachlifa, we're smack him in the Amid. The first word line is bar tachlifa, mishmei de Rav Amar, Risha de Seifa, to Yuftel Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna bar tachlifa, the first case at the end of the Mishnah is a kasha on Rav Huna. Why? That was a case seemingly of Kaifer HaKol. Sell, if you see no love, Shtayim HaYashaveh, Valayim like Yela, Sell, if you see Chalav, Sell HaYashaveh, Potter. Why Potter? Because your classical Kaifer HaKol, you're denying that you have to pay anything, so Lacha is a Kaifer HaKol, doesn't make a Shvua. Asks the Gemara, asks Rav Huna, Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei the Rav on our din of Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, that the Malva makes a shvua she'ener bershusai. Migo de mishtava Malva she'ener bershusai. Lishtava nami agilgol shvua kama hayashave. So ask the Gemara what happened to the classical rule of Gilgol Shvua. That once we make someone make one shvua, we're allowed to be megalgel, roll upon him another shvua. So asks Rav Huna bar tachlifa on the sheet of Rav Huna, if you are correct that such a shvua is in order, shvua she'iner bershusai, so then we should be allowed to be megalgel the shvua onto the mouth in all scenarios. And the Risha de Seifa said that he's potter. Question is, why is he potter? We should have a gilgul shvua to make him swear, Kam Ayoshave, Omer Avashi, Amrita Lashmaita Kamid Rav Kana, Omer Ali, Tehei Bima Minoi. The Mishnah is referred to a case where the Leive trusts the Malve. When the Malve says that it's not in his possession, the Leive is maskim, and therefore there was no din of a Shvu of Rav Huna. Meaning, Einoch Hanami. If it existed like Rav Huna said, a shvua she'ener bershusai, then it's true we could have been megalgel another shvua on him. But says Rav Ashi, the case is with the loiva is maskim. Says the Gemara, 10 lines from the Y lines, and hemnei loiva the malva nami, v'ha kameh hayashave. If that is the case, that the loiva believes the malva, that he's not lying, that's not his rishos, so why doesn't the Leiva also believe the Malva as to the value of the Mashkin, which is the whole debate? Says the Gemara, Lokim Lebegavei, that he holds that the Malva is not really familiar with the collateral. Let's be honest, the item belonged to the Leiva. The Malva was just holding it as a deposit. Continues the Gemara, Benhemne Malva Leiva. Then why does the Malva believe the Leiva about the value of the Mashkin, the Kim Leiva Gavei, because it was originally the Leiva's item? Says Gemara, Lei Meimen Lei, the Malva doesn't believe the Leiva. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Umayishna Leiva de Meimen Lei, the Malva, Mayishna de Malva, Tulei Meimen Lei, the Leiva. Sort of like the Gemara will ask often, my Pascha, like, how do you know? We're sort of creating Ukimtas right and left. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason why we're readily assuming that the Leiva believes the Malva that it's not Bershusai, but yet the Malva doesn't believe the Leiva as to the value? Says the Gemara, Leiva mekayim beim Malva. The reason is the Leiva fulfills in the Malva tumas yisharim tanchem. Malva mekayim beim Leiva v'selav baigdim yisharim. The Leiva believes the Malva. Why? Because the Malva is fulfilling the pasuk tumas yisharim tanchem. Meaning that the Malva has money, the Malva is the one lending the money. So when the Leiva sees this guy, this upstanding citizen with extra cash, and he went so far as to lend him money, so therefore the Leiva believes Hashem is shining down upon him, bracha. So it must be he's yashar, whereas the Malva doesn't believe the Leiva because he says, the Selev Avagdim Yishadim, if this person fell on such hard times, obviously he's not the greatest of people. We continue at the last narrow line with a story. Ha'u Gavra, new story. Davkid Kipe, Gavre, Chavre. There was a person who deposited earrings by his friend, Amar Lehi. And when the time came, he said to him, Havli Kipe, give me back my earrings. Amar Lehi, Yodana, Hecha, Simna. He responded, I don't know where they are. Also, Kamidra, Nachman, Amar Lehi, Kolo Yodana. Anytime you don't know, it's Bishua, say you're negligent. Zil, Shlim. Said Rav Kahana, you have to go and pay for the earrings. Lamaisa, Loi Shilem, he didn't pay. Also, Rav Nachman, Agvila Pandeminei. So Rav Nachman went, and Rav Nachman enforced the din of his din Torah, and went and took his mansion for him in payment for the earrings. Lesai, Vishtaka Kipi. Eventually, the earrings were found, Viakur, and they went up in value more than what it was originally worth. Amar Rav Nachman, Hadra Kipi Lemarayu. Says Rav Nachman, the earrings should return to the owner of Hadra Apana Lemara, and the mansion should be returned to its owner. End of story. So guy deposited the earrings by his friends for safekeeping. The friend said he doesn't know where they are. Rav Nachman paskind, not remembering something is negligence. He told him he has to pay. He didn't pay. He seized his mansion. When eventually the earrings went up in value and they were found, Rav Nachman said everything should go back to its respective owners. So Amar Rava on the fourth white line of Yosimna, Kameh Rav Nachman, I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, Upirkin Hamavkid Have, and we were learning Hamavkid, this Barak, Vaamri Lei, and I said to him, Shilem Vlaratzli Shava. The Mishnah says, if Hashem repeats, he doesn't want to swear, then what happens in the eventuality that the Ganav is found, the Shomer gets the Kefel and the Dalet V'Hei. So he asked, I don't understand in this case, if Rav Nachman Paskin that he has to pay, and you seize his mansion in payment, so in eventuality where the earrings are found, the Shomer should get the earrings back, even though they went up in value. V'lo yahadir li, and Rav Nachman didn't respond. And says Rav Nachman, v'shaber avid lo yahadir li, it's good he didn't respond. My time is a simple chalik. Hasam lo yachrecho lebeidina. In our Mishnah, he wasn't matriach best, and he went and he paid in his own, so therefore he acquired the payments of Dalet V'Hei and Kefel. Over here, he was Matriach Lebez, and therefore, he does not get the eventual uptick of the value of the earrings. Asks the Gemara, based on the story that we just said, Lememrod implies the Zavra Nachman, Deshuma Hadar. Sounds like Rav Nachman holds that the Shuma, if Beis Din seizes a property in payment for a loan or the like, Hadar, it's returned, says the Gemara. Is that true? No. Shiny Asam, the Shuma Betayas Avid Kavi, keep it meikara. Wasn't a real Shuma because the earrings were there all along. He just didn't know where they were. So therefore, once he knows where they are, it will go back. Aminar Dai, Shuma Hadar. Adresa Yarchi Shat, that's 12 months. Vamra Mimar, and I'm in Ardaya, and now Sir Elisha Mahadar, Lo Elam. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the end of this Amad, Vehilchasa, Shuma Hadar, Lo Elam. Why? Mishum Shinemar, it says in the Apostle, Vesisa Yashar, Vehatov. You got to do what's right. And what's right is to return that which is seized from the owner. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Based on what we just said, we'll extrapolate as follows. The following is pashut. Samulei lebal chayv. If they evaluated a property for a bal chayv, so no, so in money, so they took away his land to pay for it. And then he went and gave it over to his own bal chayv. Amrinan lei loy adiv at migavra dasa minei. You're no greater than the man that it comes from. Just like the first Baal Chayv has to return if he wants to pay back money, so too you have to do the same. Zavna, if he sold it, Orta, or he left it as a Yerusha, V'yavim Matana, or he gave it as a Matana. So again, this land is seized and utilized to pay back for a certain Chayv. The Malva, after getting this land, either sells it, gives it away, the Malva dies and his kids inherit it. And now the question is, the Leiva comes, he wants to pay back the Halvan, he wants to get back his piece of land. Says the Gemara, Vadai. In this case, it is obvious. That when they purchased, the purchasers, why do they purchase this land? For the land and not for cash. And therefore, it's very nice that the Loiva now wants to get back his piece of land. We are not obligated to do such. Continues the Gemara. What about Shamul Alisha? If Beis Din gave properties to a woman and she got married, Oshamu Minei the Isha Van Siva, or they took away a property from a woman and she got married, Umeisa, then she dies. Baal Benichsa Isha Lekechave, the husband is considered like a purchaser, and therefore Loi Mahader. If they want to come and pay back for that land, the husband's like a purchaser and doesn't have to give it up. And similarly, on the flip side, we're not going to give it to him if he wants to pay. If the Baal Chayv himself gave the property in payment of a loan, the Leiva had no money. So in order to pay up the loan, what do? He went, he took one of his fields, and he gave it to the Malva and payment for a certain loan. In such a scenario, on the top line, Alam Heyam and Beis, Pligi Baravacha, V'Ravina, Chadamar, Hadra, it has to go back. Chadamar, Loi Hadra, does not have to go back. Man, Damar, Loi Hadra, Savar Haizvini Mal Yehi, it's a proper sale, therefore it doesn't have to go back. Why? Because on his own he went and he gave the property to the lender, the Malva. Really, he didn't want to give it to him. Why didn't he go to Beis Din? Because he was embarrassed. But not that he actually wanted to give his piece of land, and therefore, Hadra. If eventually he has the cash and he wants to get back his land, he is able to. Says the Gemara, Me'emasai Achal Peiri, concluding this part, from what point may the Baal Chayv eat the Peiros? Rav Amar Mechimati Adracht Aliyadei, when the seizure document comes to his hands, Abai Amar, Eda V'chasumim Zachanai, once there's witnesses on the shtar, Rav Amar Mechishlima Yimeach Achrasta, when the days of announcing are complete. We move on to a new Mishnah, the top third of Lamed Hei Amid Beis, continuing the Halachas of Shemer, which really is going to be the thrust of this entire parak. So in rents a cow, a part of from his friend, and Vishilu Lacher, and he lends it out to someone else, umesik edarka, and it dies normally. Yishava ha-seicha shemesik edarka. The seicher, the renter, just has to make a shvur that it died regularly. Va-shoyel yishaleim le-seicher. The borrower has to pay back to the seicher. Omer yoisi keitzer haloi seschayr bebrazo chaveroi el-atachzer para le-baylim. The cow has to be returned to the owner, meaning the value of the cow. So we have some fascinating dinim brewing in this Mishnah. We have over here a renter. A renter, of course, is allowed to use the item. And the renter goes and he lends it out to a friend of his. The cow then goes and dies. So said the Mishnah, the renter makes a shvua that it died. And the halacha is, we look at Rashi, very important Rashi, Shemesik edarka yu pater. The law is, when I rent something, I am not obligated for the eventuality of any einsim that happens. And therefore, the animal dying is an einis. I did nothing wrong. So the renter makes a shvua, swears that the animal died. And then the shayel, who is obligated for einsim, a shayel, as the next Rashi says, who is obligated to pay for Ein Sim, so the shayel will pay the renter. Comes like Rav Yosi, and Rav Yosi's not happy that seemingly you're doing business with your friend's item. Therefore, says Rav Yosi, you got to return the value of the cow to the Bailam. Begins the Gemara, let's figure out this Mishnah. Omar le Rav Idi bar Avin Labai. Mechti, let's. Soicher b'may kana l'hai para. How does the soicher, we're dealing within the sheet of the Tanakhama, how does the soicher, the renter, acquire this cow? B'shvua, when he makes a shvua that the animal died, then It's considered like it's his cow. So says the Gemara of an Emelay Mascher L'Seichel, let the renter say, Tal Ant, V'dal Shvua Seich, get out of here, I don't want your Shvua. And V'ano Mishaina Dina B'Hadei Shail. And I'll go straight to the Shail, meaning let's just do this sum result here. That's really the detail that's incredible. It comes out that the renter, I rent a cow from you for $100. It's like renting a car. So I give you $100. I have your cow. If that cow were to die, I did nothing wrong. Mesa is an Ines, I swear, and I'm free. So now you just lost your item. The Shail, who I then go and I lent the cow to, the Shail is obligated for Ein Sim. So when the cow dies, the Shail, I tell the Shail, I feel so bad for you, you have to pay me. So I, the renter, end up gaining from your cow, which of course is the reason why at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was so upset. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven says to Baal, what's going on over here? How did I make the kinyan when I swore to you that the animal died? So why don't you just tell me, go fly a kite, get out of here, and I'll go straight to the guy you lent it to. He'll pay me and everything will be fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. Abaye responds, Mi savra secha b'shvua dekakani la. You think the secha is kind of the shvua? Mishas misa udekana. Really, the secha acquires the animal immediately when it dies. Ushvua, and why does he have to swear? Tilahab is taita shalabai. It's purely to appease the owner. And therefore, there's no way the owner can get out of this. We feel bad. But says the Tanakama, bottom line is, the renter acquired the animal, and he just has to swear to the owner, the lahap is daitoi. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira, adding some extra details onto the din of the Mishnah. Says Rav Zeira, pa'amin, there are times, shabayla mishalmim kama parais l'saicher, there are times that the owner will have to give many payments of cows to the saicher. Hey, Chidami, what are you talking about, Rav Zeira? Agra minei meyoyimi. What happens if I rent a cow from you for 100 days? Vader shayla minei tishinyoyimi. And then I go and I borrow it back to you. You're the owner. I rent your car for 3 months for 100 days. You come back to you the next day and say, I know I rented you my car, but really, I need the car. So I say, no problem. It's your car. I'll lend it back to you. Then I rent it for 80 days. Then you borrow for 70. And while you're borrowing back your car that I rented, the car dies. Your animal dies. What's the halacha? For every she'ila that happened over here, and you borrow this cow twice, you have to pay me, the renter, for your cow. Incredible. Says Gemara, I'm Levachim, Adivti, the Ravina, Mechli, I don't understand. Adabarahi, Aile, Vavka. The whole thing is one cow. Avka, Mischiris, Vaila, Shela, Mishela, Vaila, Le, Schiris. So says Levachim, this is crazy. There's no way that you have to pay more than one cow. Amrle, Ravina responds, Amisla, Parabene. Is the cow alive? You can say this. The cow's no longer here. So I know it sounds strange, but the cow went back and forth. So for every Sheila, you have to, you the Shail. Halacha is your chayv anointim, so you have to pay. Says the Gemara. Mar Barav Ashi Amar says, Mar Rav Ashi, like Rav Acha said, Ein la aleim ala shtei paros, chad ha-sheila v'chad ha-schiros, shom Sheila achasi, the borrowing is one. V'shem schiris achasi, the sheila kani ligamri, the schiris avad beyimei schirusai, umahadir lei, lemare. Then it goes back. So an interesting machlekes over here, whether the renter is going to be obligated multiple cows or only one cow. We'll stop over here in B'siyat HaShemayah. We'll pick it up from Rav Yirmiyah in the next shiur.